You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to OneOfUs.net and don't forget your towel.
Hey, it's a whole new after party for a whole new show. That's right. Bo and I will be reviewing the Westworld television series.
And boy, have I got a vacation for you.
You know, even with all the problems, I'd still totally sell my car to go to this thing for a weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And, you know, they do a really good job in this, this pilot for the series, which is a little bit longer than the regular episodes you're going to get. They do a really good job of world building, quite literally, of showing you, you know, the all the different appeals of why people go here, because some people are going for, you know, straight up, like, you know, rape murder parties.
Yeah.
And some people are going, oh, we're taking the kids to show them the majesty of the Old West.
Well, love the, you know, the guy going on the train at one point going, you know, last time I was totally a bad guy.
I went totally evil. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's like, people come back and they're like, sometimes you're going to be a white hat. Sometimes you're going to be a black hat.
Exactly.
And, sometimes you're just going to go fishing.
Obviously. It isn't a perfect recreation of the American West because, you know, there are people running around with open syphilitic sores and, you know. they call black people, you know, people.
Yeah, and it doesn't smell like shit.
It does, yeah. The roads aren't filled with horse shit. And apparently the minor spoiler, the horses are powerful enough to – one is powerful enough to carry an entire fucking safe.
True. and there are no spoiler warnings because for these things, people have already watched it
and we're
reviewing it after the fact.
That was one of the few moments that I kind of strained my credulity where I was like – okay, come on. You'd need like a team of Clydesdales, you know, at least two to get that thing out the fucking door, much less go away at a gallop.
But, or at least Vin Diesel in a supercharged car.
Vin Diesel to carry it on one shoulder. My overall first impressions, this is a really solid pilot. Towards the end, I was kind of flashing on back to the first season of True Detective, where I was just by the end of that first episode, I was just like, wow, you're dropping all kinds of incredible clues as to what may be happening, and you're keeping me wondering, you're keeping me, you know, really reeled in. And of course, it's all being done with a great cast. I mean, I'm a huge Evan Rachel Wood fan. It's lovely to see her, like, really kind of almost anchoring this in a way.
Yeah, she's like, it's weird that even though she's kind of the main character, she's also the one character in the whole thing who is the most clueless about what is going on.
Yeah, they kind of are giving her a real static point, and then you get the big reveal at the end. It's like, oh no, she's the oldest person in the park, the oldest, you know, artifact. She's always worked the best, and then, you know, which immediately begs the question, which you're just like, oh, is, you know, maybe she gonna be the, you know, it seems to me that, you know, and this is, you know, next to 2001, the original Westworld is, you know, the original, like, AI goes fucking bad.
Yeah.
And does shit. And it's to this new version's virtue that they're not immediately going for, oh my god, all the robots malfunctioned and now they're killing people. They're going a lot more in depth with that.
I'm almost glad there's not a Dr. Malcolm Reynolds character in here.
Yeah.
Just the guys like Jeff Goldblum hanging around going, I told you so. I told you so.
And in fact, they do a really good job because, you know, one of the biggest hard asses in the real people, you know, the puppeteers, if you will, is the security force who's immediately, as soon as anything looks vaguely, you know, fishy, she's like, we need to pull these the fuck out. What the fuck is wrong with you? And they do eventually. They're like, yep, you're right. Let's get these things out of here and get them back online.
I think one of the things I really liked is just, A, how this thing is kind of self-contained, this first episode. In a lot of ways, this could be a movie in and of itself.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, with a just sort of haunting ending. I mean,
yeah, a little tweaking, and it's very much like a Harlan Ellison short story.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely feel Jonathan Nolan's place in this whole thing as the showrunner. It has that Nolan-ish type feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just got all these moments that are creepy, even though if you hadn't been watching it, if you were watching out of context, you wouldn't think they were that creepy.
Yeah, you know? But once it lends itself to, and you know, obviously we're old enough to kind of remember that first Westworld, and you know, being film geeks, we've seen it. You know, but it's that's a very simple premise of like, oh, robots go crazy. And so
theme park breaks down.
Yeah. You go
which
in.
Crichton went back and did again with Jurassic Park.
Absolutely. So you're going in with that feel. And yeah, you immediately get so much more. And that was one of the very first things I was wondering when this whole thing, you know, when we started to see the trailers for Westworld, I was like, that looks great. How are they going to sustain it for, you know, multiple episodes and keep it intriguing? And like I said, you know, much like True Detective, where you're like, okay, well, you're going to take 12 episodes to do one murder mystery. This is just lending itself to all kinds of questions, to like, okay, what is the nature of this reality?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are they? Because they didn't say, oh, this is on some other planet, or this is some area of Earth, or what have you. They do a really good job of giving you a lot of angles to wonder about and explore, you know, much like a good game would.
Yeah.
And another thing, as somebody who was a game designer, as somebody who worked in games, it's like, it's amazing. See, I mean, they actually, that sequence where they're showing the horse go from bones up to full on, it's just like, oh, that's game design 101.
We're doing creating it 3D printed.
Exactly. And yeah, the opening sequence when it first started going, I was like, oh wow, somebody saw a 3D printer and was like, how far can we go with this as a concept? And, you know, did a great job with it.
So what you're saying is, if anybody out there is actually building Westworld right now, you could use a job and they should hire you.
Absolutely. I can be that, you know, that was actually one of my favorite moments where they're like, oh yeah, I guess they're not going to get to your speech. I was like, God damn it. I've been there so often. Oh yeah. I just clicked through that part. You fuckers.
You know how much time I agonized over that shit?
Exactly. I chose that with precision, you bastards.
No, I think one of the big questions I have here is obviously these things aren't becoming sentient just all on their own.
Sure.
Somebody is meddling. And the question to me is, it's either Anthony Hopkins or it's Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright, yeah.
Because I would have thought by definition it's Anthony Hopkins from the get-go, until that last sequence when Jeffrey Wright is kind of walking in the two like decommissioned robots, and he kind of like looks like he's whispering in the ear of the one. And I was like, what is going on there?
Yeah, and you don't know if he's like giving them their last orders, or he's like, you know, saying, hey, good job.
He was mysterious looking, and that one robot looked like he was the dad robot, looked like he was starting to cry.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins' character, of course, with his whole little voiceover monologue about like, oh, we've come so far, we're as good as we're ever gonna get, now what? I mean, total speech by a guy who goes crazy and says it's robots time to rule the earth.
Exactly. I'll show you what, I'm gonna turn this into fucking Deadwood.
You know, I'm like, yeah, I could totally, especially considering he's the one who they're saying, oh, he did something in the updates. We're not,
yeah, I know. And some of me, you know, there were a couple of points that I was just like, wait, are they like, is this referencing the original movie? Was he the guy that fucked things up in the first amusement park, and this is his like, no, we fixed everything version, you know? And they do directly allude to the thing like, okay, 30 years ago something fucked up happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time we had a quote crash, so you know, that's you know, like I said, this has tons of stuff to pick up on. I love the fact that they're very slowly dealing out, you know, who and what Ed Harris's character is. He was obviously the Yul Brynner gunslinger analog.
Yeah.
In this, and oh my god, he's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Because it's Ed Harris,
and he somehow has a pretty goddamn good idea what's going on, and obviously doesn't get turned off at the end of the night.
And there's even some, you know, the very first introduction of him, it's like, oh wait, is he a robot or is he human? I mean, and then he's taking bullets.
Well, there's that whole thing, they set you up to think James Marsden is a human visiting.
Yeah, which was a great bait and switch.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm wondering if Ed Harris is like, you know, if it, I'm still saying it's probably Anthony Hopkins who's messing with it. His direct tool in there, like the one he's.
I'm thinking, you know, my, you know, put on my thinking cap and great big writery concept is that, you know, how many AIs are they? Are these like, are these separate AIs, mm-hmm. you know, walking around in androids, or is there, you know, a bigger hive mind type of thing going mm-hmm. on? Because if that's it, I'm thinking that this may be setting up as, you know, like we may be seeing a little bit more of a split personality from Miss Thing at the, you know, the certainly she's going to become aware, but who knows how aware she is already.
Yeah.
Idea that she is the oldest one in the park, it lends me to believe that, well, if anybody's going to wake up.
The only indication they given us of her awareness was her smacking the fly at the end, which
exactly,
she'd never done before.
Which is very pointedly, you know, because the major question they ask her is, would you ever hurt a living thing?
Yes.
How self-contained is this world? Are the flies living things? Are they
robot flies too?
Are they robot flies? Yeah, I mean, it's just like, well, they're designing the horses.
What kind of monster would design robot flies?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm like, well, if you want direct evidence for the fact that there is no God, it's the mosquito.
Yeah, exactly. The one thing I wonder about, and you were saying about it, how is this thing going to go on for as long as it needs to? And I'm still wondering that.
Because
90% of the characters in this are robots. And how are they going to have story arcs?
There is, and that's the thing, it's like, you know, how long can we keep this up? And it's like, you know, I could easily see 5 episodes, but, you know, how long does this season promise to be? Like 10 episodes?
I don't know offhand.
I'm assuming since it's HBO, they're going to follow the standard Game of Thrones mix. And do no more than 10.
Yeah, it's 10 episodes,
Which is right. The one best thing that's happened to American TV is the fact that we're finally doing, like, brief seasons as opposed to having to slog, you know, because there's no way they could do 24 episodes of this.
It would be a huge mistake to try.
Exactly.
However, this is going to go on for multiple seasons. And in fact, the much ballyhooed, why did all production stop on the show? About a year ago or something. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone was like, uh-oh.
Right.
And it turns out the reason was because HBO saw what they were putting together and were like, oh, we want to put a lot more money in this. Yeah. We really like it. And we want this to go on for a while because they're thinking Game of Thrones is going to be gone soon. So they basically
they're wanting to hedge their bets. And in the original movie, the original movie was Westworld, but the Delos, the actual compound where Westworld was, also had Medieval World and Roman World.
I hope we get to that eventually.
Yeah, you know, they're like, you know, we still have a lot of leftover sets and properties from Rome. And I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We can use some of the Deadwood ones here. We can do some of the Rome ones here.
Well, yeah. And they basically said, we need you guys to sit down and plot out an arc for the whole show.
Yes.
And so apparently that was the general. So they're like, so we know where all this is going. So we make sure the seeds are being set up appropriately early on.
In other words, we're not going to let this be True Detective Season 2 or Lost Season 2.
No, it will not be an anthology show. But anyway, yeah, overall, I thought this is definitely one of the best pilots I've seen this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't even seen Ben Barnes come into this thing yet.
I know.
Presumably, he'll be in the second episode. Or Luke Hemsworth. Or Clifton Collins Jr.
This movie and the fact that there's a Hemsworth in it, is yet more ammunition to my theory that the Hemsworth brothers are just grown in vats.
They are actually the first robots out of Westworld.
Exactly. Westworld is Australia, people. It's Australia.
And we'll be back in another week with our review of episode 2 of Westworld. So check us out then.
Yes.